Welcome back to Cinema Vino.
Oh, hey, y'all.
This is another episode.
Hey.
Recorded at a completely different time than the Justice
League. Oh, we should have changed shirts.
Oh, shit.
I don't
know. It's your boy, Todd Wofford.
Taylor Owens.
Travis.
Sean.
Hey.
And what are we drinking?
This is the Belle de Nuit Gewurztraminer. It is a Gewurztraminer Rosé. Refreshing. I would call this off dry.
It's good, sexy.
Good summertime.
It smells crisp and apple-y.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of floral.
Yeah.
A little bit of like a flowery note. Flowery? Flowery. Anyway.
Floral?
It's a little bit like flower. We're going to talk about Falcon Winter Soldier. Everybody's seen it?
Yes.
Yep.
So get some thoughts on that. So we'll start with Sean this time. We'll go around this way. Because this is a different episode, totally.
So... Like the different episode with the Snyder Cut, it started with a 10-minute chase scene.
Mm-hmm.
This one also started with a 10-minute chase scene, but it was excellent.
It was
really entertaining.
Yeah. I was a big fan.
It was kind of nice to have the contrast of the two. Mm-hmm.
A little bit like Mission Impossible Fallout with the helicopters and the whatnot.
Yeah.
I really like the Mission Impossible films, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little behind. I haven't watched any since DeGray Scott. Mission Impossible 2.
That's rough.
I want to see Philip Seymour Hoffman.
It was still okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was like...
Yeah. He was a good villain in 3. 3 was good. That's J.J. Abrams.
Oh, yeah.
Falcon Winter Soldier.
Yeah, all right. Mission Impossible, next episode.
Tune in for next episode. Mission Impossible 3.
Yeah.
As you can see, I'm rocking my my Winter Soldier hoodie.
Put up the hoodie so we don't know.
No.
No.
They got to see this mug. No, it was good. I think... You got to actually learn to meet Bucky a little bit more and go into his pre-Captain America and the Winter Soldier world. And they started to dabble in what the world was like during the blip. Mm-hmm. They started kind of hinting at, like, okay, there are people that want it back to what it used to be like. And I think that's going to be a really interesting area for them to explore that I want to see.
100%.
Because we have not seen enough of that.
And so... Yeah, for people who may not necessarily know, it's like the snap was Thanos snapping away half of everything, and then the blip was the coming back. You know?
Well, no,
the blip is 5 years.
Yeah, the people call people in our world call it the snap, but apparently in the Marvel universe they refer to it as the blip,
okay.
Where people were blipped out of existence.
So it's
and
the
they 5 year gone for
like,
5 years,
and then they just
show
up. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so that's what the blip is.
Yes.
Glad we got that ironed out. But yeah, and it's like it shows both Falcon and Winter Soldier kind of dealing with some survivor's guilt of, you know, coming back and, you know, seeing, like, for Falcon, like, his family's difficulties.
Yeah.
And then for, you know, Winter Soldier, it's like he has to really, especially without Captain America around, he is kind of on his own, his lonesome, having to confront, like, his own past.
He's dealing with straight-up PTSD
and
trying to make amends with the people that he hurt when he was brainwashed.
It's like he was killed, he got a second chance and came back, so now he has to deal with the people who didn't get the chance to come back.
Well, they both got blipped, right?
Yeah.
Winter Soldier and Falcon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so it's that guilt that they feel. So it's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I think that whole bank scene kind of, like, pulls it together, and it was just like he's still a celebrity, you know, this whole thing where it's just like, oh man, like, can I get a fit, you know, this whole thing, it was so cool with it, and it was just like, yeah, here's the deal, man, but you haven't been here for 5 years, I can't do shit for you, and like, I mean, like, what a massive reality. It's like, you're the biggest celebrity we know, and it's like, oh yeah, but you haven't been here 5 years, and like, I can't do anything for you, and it's like, God, fuck it. That's got to be a huge thing.
So do you guys, like, get paid?
Exactly. It was like, do you get paid?
It's like, which is weird. I've wondered that for a while, even like Age of Ultron, where Captain America is like, I can't afford a place in Brooklyn. It's like, you're Captain America. People can't spot you the money to get an apartment.
Yeah, exactly. It was like,
does S.H.I.E.L.D. not have a stipend?
Yeah.
So
is the bank going to be like, do you have any collateral? It's like, here, vibranium shield, collateral.
Yeah.
You know? What I think is interesting is that it's, so... Captain America comes back out of ice, right? And he, you know, meets Nick Fury and the Avengers, and he's kind of hanging out, but they're like kind of work buddies for a while.
Yeah.
And then when he comes back and you see him in his next movie, kind of in the real world, he meets Sam, the whole on your left thing, and that's his, like, anchor to, like, today's world. Like, even, he even tells him what, Falcon tells him, like, some movies or music to check out, and that's when Cap is like, oh, yeah, I'll write that down. I gotta get to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so is his kind of tether outside of, like, the Avengers and Black Widow to the modern world. Same thing with Bucky. Falcon is his connection, even in that, was it, yeah, in Civil War, they had to hang out together, and you see him, like, when Cap is kissing Sharon Carter, they're both chilling in the back seat, and being like, yeah, my boy, getting some.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to be a part of, like, you know, kind of partners in this, and a completely different, like, connection that they have.
Yeah.
But Sam, as Falcon, is, like, both their tethers.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I like to see that, like, the dichotomy, the different relationships there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is interesting. It's like, and I was telling them about a movie, One Night in Miami, where it imagines a fictitious, even though these people were all friends, but 1964, like, Muhammad Ali, Malcolm X, Sam Cooke, and Jim Brown, the football player, all in a hotel room.
Hmm.
After Muhammad Ali, at that point, Cassius Clay just won the first, like, heavyweight championship against Sonny Liston. Like, huge upset. It was, like, the first time he really became a global, like, star. And so, it's them hashing out their differences in a hotel room. And, you know, this movie made me think of that one, because with War Machine and Falcon in the Smithsonian, and there's a big scene in One Night in Miami between Sam Cooke and Malcolm X, where Malcolm X is really pushing Sam Cooke, the singer. Like, why aren't you more involved? You could be the symbol of the civil rights movement, change. You could be the guy for everybody. And Sam Cooke just wants to sell records. And, you know, he's like, I'm an example because I'm rich and famous. I'm a celebrity. You know, people look up to me. Why do my songs have to be political? Why do I have to be the guy? Yeah. He doesn't want the burden. He doesn't want the guilt of, or like the weight of being.
Which is a very big recurring theme with Captain America. I mean, Captain America has always been the guy who's like, I'm not great. I'm just in an opportunity to do greatness.
Yeah.
You know, that's him as a character, and I think that's part of why he imbues that into Falcon, into Winter Soldier, and that carries through the comics.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I would have said for this episode that I was, like, a moment I was missing was, let's see, Don Cheadle was there.
Yeah.
For Falcon, being like, hey, you're I'm here for you, you know, it's hard coming back, and you lost your boy Cap, or whatever. Cap is in a nebulous world, we don't know
if he's on
the moon watching him, or if he's, you know, had since had a funeral or whatever, but, you know, obviously they're not going to have Chris Evans show up, so we're kind of like, okay, hey, sorry for your loss, or maybe he's dead, but, you know, ho-hum Falcon, but you didn't have Falcon turning around and being like, hey, man, I know you lost your boy Tony. Like, if they would have done that, like, you would have tugged at a heartstring so hard.
Because
they're both sitting there. They're basically, when you're looking at side characters or B characters from a main character's storyline, it's like, all right, Captain America has Bucky, he's got Falcon, and kind of like sidekicks that have become more than a sidekick. Tony had War Machine, was his sidekick that's become more than a sidekick. But you have, like, basically two sidekicks there talking to one another, and you just want to, like, have them,
cool.
You know, have more of my, like, that's the only thing, as an editor, I would be like, hey, you need this moment in here, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I love the first 10 minutes. I love Red Wing. I like weird, nerdy stuff like drones and, like, science and all that, and I was like,
That was kind of cool, by the way. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's so sweet.
I mean, like, as Sean put it, like, that first 10 minutes was, you know, kind of,
I got Bond film moments.
Yeah, and it was like, I will say this, and this is, again, I haven't watched a lot of DC films, so I hate bashing it, because I don't know a lot, but I just hear from you guys. Why is every fucking Marvel film just, like, brings you in, even WandaVision, which wasn't, like, a great starter for the first three episodes,
mm-hmm.
but just the colors, well, not the first episode, mm-hmm. but it was like, but it's just like, you know, just everything. It just kind of brings you in, even though it was black and white. Like, still, like, does everything? It's like everything just,
everything just
brought you in almost immediately. And I was like, okay, I'm not sure if I get it, but I'm into it. And you know, Falcon Winter Soldier. I was just like, I'm not really sure what's about to happen, but I'm like, I'm watching this. And it was like, it's just, and like, same with Mandalorian. It was like, I'm not a huge, like, I mean, I love Star Wars, but it was like, I don't know everything, but just, it was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It was like everything was just done so well. And just watching that today, I was just like, yep. This is going to be another out of the park, you know? And it's like, and again, I don't know a ton of the storylines, but that's a really good point you made. That would have been a super sweet thing. You know, because even the banker said it was like, hey, you know, Stark money or whatever. I can't remember what he said. It was like, oh, you didn't hang out with Stark? And it was like,
did Stark pay you?
Yeah, did Stark pay you? And it's like, oh, like, damn, that's kind of fucked up. But it was like, but it was still a very, you know, not knowing all the stories, but man, it's one thing that Marvel does well. It's like, for people like me, just random people that don't really
normies.
Know, yeah, normies. They don't know all the comic books. Man, they bring you in.
Yeah.
They bring you in. And like, but also, the only bad thing I can say is like, you always question everything. I'm like, it's like, okay, so who's this, like, who's the Japanese dude? Like, do I gotta Google him real quick? Do I gotta figure out who this is? And it was like, okay, at the end, I'm like, okay, so there's a new Captain America. Who the fuck is this guy? And it was like, you know, you start going through your whole mindset. I'm like, am I missing something because I'm the new guy?
Am I supposed to know what that is?
Yeah. It was like, that's the only thing, because I just know that Marvel's at that point where they can do that. DC, I don't know if they're there that, but it's like, you know.
No.
But Marvel knows that, and they do a good job of telling a story while, like, dropping Easter eggs for the nerds.
And I love that.
Still,
and
still telling the story.
And that's why I think Marvel is Marvel. And that's why what they're doing is, like, you know, because they're also, for me, being so into the film, I was like, I mean, I had to Google who that guy was. I was like, okay, what's happening here? Yeah. So I was like, I mean, and I'm not even looking for spoilers. And it was like, you know, with WandaVision, we chatted this in an offsite
a while ago.
Yeah, it was like, I was curious. I was like, okay, who's White Vision? Mm-hmm. And in a simple Google search, I was like, holy shit. I was like, so this is like a thing. So this is like a, and it was so interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and again, I did it because I saw WandaVision. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. Marvel just does things so, so well.
It makes you want to do a deep dive.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. It's like, and so just even somebody who doesn't even know what's going on. And again, I think they're killing it right now with the series.
Yeah.
Like, if it was a movie, I might not have had the same attention span, or, you know, might have been like, oh, I'll pass over that, whatever, I don't care.
Yeah.
But being a series, it's like, tell me more.
Yeah.
And it was like,
America is such a great character, is that he's got, like, Chris Evans is done. We think.
Sweet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably for sure, but whatever. But there's so many great storylines and so many villains that have not been used that it's a great idea for having some of his other, like, sidekick characters show up, because Baron Zemo's going to show up again, and now we've got our homeboy, the new Captain America, who's probably going to be John Walker, who's the U.S. agent. He's like strong as Spider-Man and basically Cap, but an asshole. And then we're going to have, like, just other little nuggets that they'll drop in. They're so great that a lot of moments probably taken from, like, the Steve Epting and Ed Brubaker run, where they had the death of Cap, all that.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll get to do all the storylines from the death of Cap and all those other things, and, you know, Red Skull, if they want to bring him back. Captain America doesn't have the greatest rogues gallery, but if done well, like they've been doing.
Yeah,
they've been great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the thing. In the Brubaker run, you know, after Cap dies, Winter Soldier takes over as Captain America. He literally takes on the mantle, carries the shield, etc. And then later, Falcon takes over the mantle, and he becomes Captain America. So these are both characters who carry the shield in the comic books,
mm-hmm.
and that's what they're using as inspiration for the show.
And again, those are stories from both 2006 and, like, 2016-ish.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
So they're taking, again, much like WandaVision, two different storylines and combining them together.
Drawing inspiration.
It would be fucking dope if, like, because Black Widow would have been perfect in this series as, like, a special, like, if she were the special guest star at the, like, the last episode, like, oh, I hear you boys need help. And you're like, what? No. And season two of that had all three of them.
That's what they're going to do.
Where they move into, like, a movie.
Kind of
with what's her name?
Florence Pugh.
The S.H.I.E.L.D. agent
Sharon Carter, who is
living... Yeah, Sharon Carter.
Well, you know, I know she's going to be in this, but there's a lot of Black Widow, because actually in the comics, Black Widow and Bucky get together.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Oh, boy,
that.
Bucky got game.
I'd watch that for $1.
I would call it Bucky Got Game. You can watch that. You could buy it for $1 on my OnlyFans.
Not the only thing getting plugged
in.
So did you guys get, like, a Bourne vibe from Winter Soldier at all?
Dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like him, like,
I was
making amends,
so,
like an alcoholic.
Yeah. I mean, of all, it was like Bourne, and also kind of like the opening scene, Bond. And it was like,
James Bond,
I think, Bond. I mean, he's got to, I mean, Bond's got to be done. And it was like, I mean, you know, they pushed this film so far back, and it was like, and everything has kind of, I don't know. I saw this film and I was like, this to me is James Bond because it has that opening sequence. It was so amazing. And I was like, you know what? The new, the new Bond film from 2 years ago, it's like, I didn't care anymore. And I was like, I'm already over it. And well, it was like, it's.
And that was kind of the theme of Captain America and the Winter Soldier. The, like the second Captain America movie. It was a Bond movie. It was like a spy. I love it. Like,
and I love that shit. Yeah, I love it.
And combined with like the 70s paranoid political like Robert Redford type thing where he's on the run.
Which I feel like that's going to play a lot of the same themes in this series.
And they even had Robert Redford in Winter Soldier.
Well, and you can already see that Winter Soldier is starting to, you know, kind of clean up the mess that he made when he was a Hydra agent. He, you know, is cleaning up whatever that senator was who was, you know, making shit happen or something. And he's obviously hanging out with the father of a guy that was a casualty on one of his missions. So,
but that was very much like, was it the second Bourne movie where Bourne goes finds the daughter of the the guy he killed or
the
whatever?
Bourne apology to her.
And he finds her and like has to like again like make amends or whatever and, you know, admit what he did. It's kind of the same deal where, you know, Winter Soldier has all these memories that are probably coming back and forth in waves, and he has to deal with them and process them.
Yep. I kept thinking the therapist was going to like give him like one of his trigger words or phrases and like have him being like, hey, this is another one on the list, so you're gonna be here in this area that's a safe spot, and you know this is your off switch as well, but like help start conditioning him off of any of those like trigger words,
like weaning him off of a drug.
That's a Goliath fucking ability. If somebody out of nowhere says rainbow trousers and then you start slitting throats.
What?
Name of the episode?
Rainbow Speedo.
Rainbow Speedo.
Banana hammock.
The Princess Consuela.
I love Friends.
Don't we all? So what do we expect going forward from it?
I don't know, but I expect, as anything they've done recently, phenomenal cinematography, storyline. I, as of right now, God, I hate saying this because that means it's probably going to suck, but Disney has not fucked up a lot. I mean, there's always a filler episode here and there with, you know, even Mandalorian, but it's like, God, I will say this, I would love to see just like how far they've planned out. They'd be like, yeah, here's the deal, man. We've planned out to like 2050. And it was like we have the films, the shows. It's like, because I feel like that's where they're at right now.
I'm into it.
It's like, I feel like they already have everything planned out.
They're just
like
printing money.
Exactly. And it's like, and so like, I mean, I'm sure they could do wrong. I'm sure like the true fans would be like, man, what the fuck is this? Like if they fucked up.
Yeah.
But I feel like they've had enough money. They've had enough research. They had enough time. Clearly, they did something during COVID. DC did not. But it was like I feel like they're just doing it right.
Yeah.
And they've taken the time, and they're just going to keep going. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't know. I couldn't tell you what my hopes and dreams are. Just, it's still visually.
To your point about their business prowess, they've built up their catalog enough that they bumped up the price of Disney Plus.
Yeah.
It came up like, a dollar?
Did it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, I mean, I don't think that was subtle.
Keller, can you talk about GSP real quick?
Oh, yeah.
It's a
gastrointestinal. Yeah. Unfortunately, Travis didn't tell me. Again.
What's his name?
Very much George St. Pierre.
UFC.
Right when I turned it on.
That
it
was rock just like, the
I was like, I was like, holy shit. I was like, Travis, I was like, GSP's in this? And so I was like, no, I'm very intrigued. It was like, he's just a huge UFC fighter. And I used to follow that way back in the day.
And he was in Winter Soldier when he fought.
Oh, he
on
is
the boat.
A terrible actor. Terrible actor. But I loved it. And I loved it, and I was just like, and I think that kind of brought it back. It was like, oh, they brought back an old villain. I was like, that's fucking dope. I was like, that's really cool. And again, I love shit like that. When you open a scene like that, I just love that.
Again, Marvel with the callbacks. They do so
well.
Yeah,
and I was
like, it's also great when Marvel takes like kind of a joke character like Batroc the Leaper. Like, he's got a big kind of like following, just fans that he's just like crazy Frenchman that likes to jump around and do high kicks. That's it. That's and they actually that's make what him.
George St. Pierre did in his UFC career.
But like, he was French. He did that. Mm-hmm. But they actually make him cool.
That's also in the Phantom of the Opera. Yeah.
Yes. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. So you got to keep your hand at the level of your eye. No, he's all about the garrote and the rope and the.
That's true.
That's not you want. That's another podcast.
Yeah, we're gonna do Phantom of the Opera next.
But yeah, GSP.
Yeah, that was
a,
that,
they
that
take
was,
a shitty villain and make him look cool.
God,
maybe not the greatest actor, but
God, he was still a terrible. So, oh my God, terrible actor. But it was nice to see that get brought back, and I was like, holy shit! Mm-hmm. I was like, that's pretty cool. So it was for me not being like a knowing every character ever, but I was like. I know this! I texted him and I was like, GSP, and he had no idea what I was talking about.
Captain America and like in the Avengers. Like, I understood that reference.
Yeah.
It was just that like, was Taylor Rowland watching like
Flying Monkeys.
Yeah.
Falcon Winter Soldier. Yep. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, Disney does not fuck around, and nor does the Marvel Universe. And I think that, unfortunately, everything's just going to keep going up. Unless Avatar keeps releasing films and going up. And
this, five more Avatars coming out.
Yeah.
So what I think is going to happen, they're converging three, again, several different Captain America storylines all in one. You got the the Flags Smashers, the Watch Dogs, which is like another group that is, I don't know, they're watching the government and they're anti- several different terrorist organizations, and you've got who else?
The Death of Captain America.
Yeah, Death of Captain America, and you have the U.S. Agent thing taking over. So at the end of the U.S. Agent arc, or at some point, Red Skull was involved in there. Obviously, we're having Baron Zemo and Sharon Carter in this. My pie in the sky ending for this that would be super cool. In the comics, they cloned Captain America, and Red Skull was somehow in Captain America's body. And then, of course, as you do, did something. I don't know. He made a, you know, tripped on a campfire or something. But somehow became a Red Skull again. If they were somehow to bring Chris Evans back as a cloned, like, Red Skull, and then he gets his face burned off.
Would that be not a little too echoey of White Vision coming back, being a clone
I'm okay
of
with
Vision?
It would be a clone of Captain America.
What
is
Chris
Red
Evans
Skull
doing right now?
Is he what I mean, I was calling.
Yeah, I was like, I mean, what's
sleeping on a big pile of money?
Touche. Mm-hmm. Like, fair enough.
Probably sharing more dick pics online. He's got a big old juicy hog.
Does he really?
He's
got a
Did
hog,
you see
man.
That? I'll send it to you.
Thanks.
He'll send it to
Does
you.
Does he
too,
have an OnlyFans?
He feeds that pachyderm peanuts, I guarantee you.
His well, of course. Soldiers at attention.
I mean, let's be honest. I mean, you're not going to, you know, if you're packing a hog, you're going to be Captain America. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, you can't have no short man as calf. It was like,
That is clear. Oh, I have a joke about super soldier serum, but I'm not going to say it.
See, that's
no,
saying.
I am. It's super soldier serum semen.
Okay.
That was it?
Yep.
That was
okay.
It.
Okay. All right. Cool.
So anyway, this has been another cinema.
Yes.
Sean, your thoughts?
I think what we're going to see with the series is a lot of exposition about what's happened in during the blip. After the blip, kind of the fallout. I think these are characters that don't have powers. Mm-hmm. And I think because of that, they can tell more story about the world.
That's a good call.
They're not going to focus on the specific like actions that they are taking. They're going to really use this opportunity to tell the story, build the Marvel Universe, the post-blip, the blip period, and then kind of build onto what's coming up next. So
that's a good call. Yeah, I can see that too. Yeah.
I really think this is going to be a good opportunity for them to kind of talk about, like, what's coming up and, like, what's in the pipes.
Yeah. Because
I know I talked a lot already, but I'm going to say one last thing and then drop it out there.
We've never known
this
to be true.
This felt like a weird, like, a buddy cop film, but, like, season one True Detective. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. I can see that.
Let's hope it's way less rapey than season one True Detective.
Yeah.
We hope.
And I don't think these two actors are going to be as stoned as Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson were.
I still watch it again. And Alexandria Daddario. Daddario?
Alexandria Daddario?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's okay.
She's all right.
Yeah, she's all right. But I guess, ultimately, what is after this? In the what they've already planned. We have Black Widow.
Mm-hmm. Black Widow, which should have come out
a year ago. A year ago.
Multiverse of Madness.
Doctor Strange 2.
Okay. I'm looking forward to even more now.
Because of WandaVision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
WandaVision Quantum really...
Mania. Sorry we didn't do any pods on WandaVision.
Mm-hmm. What I...
COVID's a hell of a drug.
We're getting vaccinated.
I do expect this to line up 10 Rings.
Oh, say the whole thing.
The whole thing. I mean, 10 Rings is... I think this is going to be lining up like what Shang-Chi is.
Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
Well, sure. Yeah, I'm not going to say that.
Wait, was that a series or a movie?
This is going to be another movie. Okay. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
His little his guy
usually means Mandarin. We haven't seen him yet.
Lone Wolf and Hoda Kotb.
So the Mandarin is.
Racist?
He was
basically a terrorist.
I don't know if I'm racist or not. It's not actually, a racist.
Yeah, Mandarin was Ben Kingsley in Iron Man 2. He's gone.
We're the only ones that care.
Yeah. Lone Wolf and Hoda Kotb.
Okay.
Lone Wolf Bon Me.
That's racist. I was like, is that a character or is that a racist?
That's a restaurant here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. All right.
Bon Me is great.
So,
the Kimchi series is going to be great.
Yeah. Yeah. It keeps me regular.
I lost my train of thought.
Shang-Chi, Legend of the Ten Rings.
Yeah.
Keep your...
I think it's going to be lining up some of that. I think we're going to see, if we're dealing with terrorist organizations, we might see that the terrorist organizations have roots with the Mandarin, which will line up what they're going to be doing with Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
More Hydra.
So you can kind of take the MCU into two different directions at this point, and I think it's the magical realm... and the galactic realm. And meanwhile, there's going to be the little bit of political intrigue with Hydra, or the fallout of Hydra.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good
and I think
call.
That's what we're going to see down here.
Also, Hawkeye. We have Hawkeye coming up with
the Matt Fraction
Origins.
He's going to be pulling so much from the Matt Fraction run of Hawkeye.
I will be bowing to your expertise for this, because I have not read that.
I'll give you the trades. You'll love it.
And yeah, we need to do like an upcoming Marvel stuff, like the basic.
Yeah, they don't fuck around. They know what they're doing. But it's just always curious to see what's next.
We can talk about the upcoming Marvel stuff and then tie it in with the comics that you guys.
Yeah, recommended reads if you want to read about stuff before it happens on the show.
Reading Rainbow.
While you're watching this episode, Taskmaster in Black Widow is basically a knockoff of Deathstroke from Justice League and the Snyder Cut. You've seen that. And also. Basically, if you split Deathstroke into two characters, he would be Taskmaster from Black Widow and Deadpool from Deadpool.
One of my favorite...
Disgust.
Todd texted the group the other day, and he was like, is DC just have, like, really wacky origin stories and Marvel doesn't? Or is that just, like, the movies? It's like, no. Marvel has very wacky origin stories, mm-hmm. and most of them are stolen directly from DC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, DC was the archetype, the prototype archetype. Oh, this is a question for off-camera. Whatever.
But the point is, the origin stories of Marvel, some of this shit is so goofy. Mm-hmm. But the show just does a really good job of,
Moon Knight.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait for Moon Knight. MCU does a really good job of just making goofy work.
Mm-hmm.
DCU has not figured out how to make goofy work.
Also, Marvel has gotten back all of the rights to the Netflix characters now.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, from what I've heard, Charlie... What's his name? Murphy. The guy that played Daredevil in the Netflix ones, he's already filmed a cameo for...
Charlie Cox.
Charlie Murphy
is from...
Charlie Murphy. Charlie Cox has already filmed a cameo for the third Spider-Man movie. So I will hope they're incorporating that in more. Mm-hmm.
Hawkeye takes place in New York, too.
So oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I think the New York... I would not be surprised if he showed up in the Hawkeye miniseries.
Nice.
I mean, it seems like if any of the Avengers get hauled into court, that Daredevil will be the guy that shows up as their lawyer.
Or She-Hulk. Because we're also doing She-Hulk.
We're also doing She-Hulk. Fuck, I love She-Hulk.
Tatiana Maslany.
Yes.
She fucks.
She's going to be green.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Which is not easy to pull off.
It's not easy being green.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he implied it, but you said it, so that's... Kudos.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I think the joke's always funnier if I just explain it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, we're starting to get into the legal world now.
Mm-hmm. which is where things get exciting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's good. I loved it.
Where do you think it's going? Do you have any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, yeah, they're going to start tying in all these new characters. It's kind of the baton passing, new Hawkeye, new mm-hmm. Black Widow, maybe a new Cap, you know, all these new
Eternals. Jon Snow, Black Knight.
I think it's just going to be one of those things where, you know, it eventually in 30 years, could we be talking about who played the best Captain America? Almost like who played the best James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you like we're going to see Jordan like back in my day it was Chris Evans mm-hmm. and it was like, and now it's, you know, it's, yeah, it's like, so I think that's just how Marvel has set themselves up. Like, they just can't fuck up right now. Mm-hmm. Right now. And I think in years, you know, you're going to keep the same characters, but just that obviously
is,
different
that,
actors.
That is very true, because as soon as I saw this latest Justice League, I was like, Christopher Reeve Superman 1 was the best ever.
Yeah, I
just made me appreciate the previous ones more.
And like, so I mean, well, and let's be honest, I think that we'll probably always, because we're all in a pretty age group, except for Sean, he's young and attractive. But I think we will all be like, hey, we knew it when it was the OG. Like we remember Tony, because like, I mean.
Yeah, we
I don't know comic books, but it was like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I don't
know.
We're
gonna call it the I Love You 3000 phases.
Yeah. I assume Iron Man is gonna come back somehow, mm-hmm. some way. I don't know if it is ever in the comic books, but I'm sure Iron Man's gonna in 20 years. We might not even be alive then. But it was like,
me.
Oh, I got four left in me. Yeah. But it was like, but I feel like you're going to see just the same characters but different actors, and I think it's going to be the James Bond
mm-hmm.
or even Superman thing, like who was the best Superman, who was the best Bond,
mm-hmm.
and honestly I'm fucking here for it.
Yeah.
I love that shit. Mm-hmm. And it was like, yeah,
but the thing about the Marvel Universe is you don't have to reuse characters.
Yeah,
there's such a large library of characters, and they're starting to get into some of the obscure ones.
Yeah,
but they're not shying away from, like, the Guardians of the Galaxy. I remember
the ones that need love.
When that movie came out, I had a friend who was like, why the fuck would I watch a movie about a raccoon that talks? And then he was like, that was the best movie I've ever seen. Guardians of the Galaxy was so good.
That was dope as fuck.
It's like, yeah, now everyone's, like, normalized to the idea of a raccoon and a tree hanging out.
Yeah. I still mm-hmm. wish Glenn Howerton might have been the lead, but no, that's a different thing altogether. But Chris Pratt's okay. It's like...
He's right. I am a golden god. Yeah.
I think Chris Pratt would be a good Indiana Jones.
He was. Was he not up for it? I thought when they were
they've always talked about
him. Yeah.
And Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper? More like Bradley Pooper.
Speaking of the raccoon. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm here for it. Like you say.
MCU.
Oh, we're not doing the cheer.
Oh. I was like, it was, and Travis didn't join in.
Well, my arm's tired. Well, it's been another episode of Cinemamino.
All right.
Thank you guys for joining us.
Yeah. So we're going to keep doing this, though. Mm-hmm. Again?
Yeah.
We'll just keep doing it next week.
Unless my nipples get, like, this hard again, because, like... Oh, lovely new patio.
Oh, we are outside.
Yeah. You got a big dick.
We're just sitting on Todd's deck and just...
Nice deck.
Big dicks?
Mm-hmm.
Dicks. That caravan's small.
It's got new wood.
Pink or blue.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say this wood seems new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it smells fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been hosed off really
pine
good. So.
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. sap.
It's been
a lot of sap.
Full.
Grant's like me. He's a digger.
Bye, guys.
See you guys next week. You can listen, rate, subscribe to Cinemavino, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you choose to listen to your podcasts. My movie reviews are available at toddwoffordmovies.com. Grant's like me. He's a digger.
Bye, guys.
See you guys next week. And I like that we wave like the Beverly Hillbillies.
So here's my off-camera question that was going to lead off. So here we got, real quick,
Jethro?
You have Captain America, right, who is basically Superman, but with, like, Batman-level powers.
And a hog.
Mm-hmm.